power. All power is within me. And there are no powers from outside to act or operate upon me. Because all power is within me, within the consciousness that I am. Whatever may appear as a power from outside that I may encounter this day, I recognize as non-power, having no avenue or channel through which or as which to operate. This day all good flows out from the center of my being. It does not come to me. I do not seek for it outside. But I realize that embodied in the consciousness I am is all good. Therefore, I look to no man or woman or circumstance or condition to provide good for me. But I release infinite good from within my consciousness because all good is within me. I do not fear any person, that there is anybody in this world that can withhold from me my good or give me my good. For my good flows forth as an activity of consciousness, and there are no powers to prevent its free flowing forth, its free activity. This day, I live as a beholder, as a witness to the divine consciousness bringing to me the work of this day, knowing that it fulfills it and it performs it. And I am but its instrument today. I am an instrument through which the love, the infinite love, this infinite ocean of love within me flows forth as a benediction to all who touch my consciousness. This day I realize that I have a mind, and it is my mind. And because it is my mind, I govern it. It does not govern me. And I permit only the thoughts of God to pour through this mind. For I make of it a pure transparency for the wisdom and intelligence and activity of the one infinite presence and power. Today my body is that holy temple of God. The temple of my consciousness. Maintained by that consciousness in all its vigor, vitality, strength, and harmonious activity. I am not receptive or responsive to world suggestions of fear or doubt or concern. For I keep my mind and my body a holy temple and keep it pure and undefiled. I fear no evil, for there is no person to be used as a channel or an instrument for evil, since God alone is expressing as individual beings.